Control the toughest weeds with overlapping residuals. Lock in the longest-lasting control for your soybean fields. A pre-emergence application of an Authority brand herbicide plus a post-application of Anthem Max herbicide establishes the overlapping residual control key to safeguarding your soybean seasons. This pairing is a heavy-duty, economical strategy against Palmer amaranth, water hemp, kochia, and more. Visit your FMC retailer or lockin.ag.fmc.com today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Automation is powering what's possible for businesses of every size in every industry. Unlock your potential at Automate, the largest showcase of robotics and automation in North America, May 22nd through the 25th in Detroit, Michigan. With over 600 exhibitors, 200 speakers, and more than 25,000 registrants, there's no better way to power your business. Register for free at automateshow.com. That's automateshow.com.
Here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
I got into a very interesting discussion with some family members over the weekend, and I wanted to share it with you because I think it's something that all Americans, depending on what your personality is, these discussions are probably happening all over the country. And the discussion is something like this. Everybody can see the country going to hell in a handbasket. And there are those who want to fight it and those who say it's just too much. They don't want to put in the time or the efforts or the worry, frankly, the worry about what's actually happening. And they say, well, it doesn't matter what I do. You know, and whenever I have these discussions, and because this is close family, I can't whip out this card. I can do it with you guys, but I can't do it with close members of the family because, you know, hey, I gotta live around and with my family. But I'm reminded of when Ronald Reagan said, and you know, I'm struggling to remember in the context in which he said it. I remember the quote. I think it had something to do with finance, with the exorbitant debt, with government spending. You know, Reagan was big on winnowing down government spending. But he said this, quote, "I do not believe in a fate that will befall us no matter what we do. I do believe in a fate that will fall on us if we do nothing." So I think Reagan was basically saying that this idea of sitting on the sideline and allowing this just, oh, well, whatever happens, I guarantee you, you're going to get destroyed if you do that. So the idea that there's going to be something that befalls us no matter what we do, he didn't believe in that. But he knew that if we sat by and did nothing, that fate would befall us. I guess if I'm translating that adequately enough for you to follow. Again, the quote is, "I do not believe in a fate that will befall us no matter what we do. I do believe in a fate that will fall upon us if we do nothing." So I think that every American who cares about their family and their future and the future of this country is called upon to do something. This is supposed to be a republic of, by, and for the people. And it is nothing without the engagement of we, the people. So I think that's why conservative talk radio is so instrumental. I think it's why it's so needed, is because we give you the information and then folks are supposed to act. Let me give you an example of this. How many of you heard about what Hershey's chocolate did? Hershey's chocolate came out with, in celebration of International Women's Day and Women Recognition Month, that they came out with a celebration of a woman who was actually a biological man. I kid you not. Hershey's chocolate said, "Let the best woman for the job is a man." And our friends over at the Daily Wire, and this is there's a whole story behind this too. How many of you know Harry's Razors? Harry's Razors used to be a sponsor of the Chris Salcedo Show. Harry's Razors, they started out making inexpensive premium razor blades, right? And they built up a lot of success, and they were advertising with the Daily Wire for many, many moons. But when the Daily Wire started to part ways with the woke cancel culture, guess what Harry's did? Harry said, well, we got to cancel the sponsorship. And you know what Daily Wire did? Fine. You want to do that? You want to go woke? Fine. And they founded Jeremy's Razors to compete with this company that had gone woke. Well, in that same vein, after Hershey's pulled what it did with their Hershey bar, oh my goodness, and with a transgendered individual as the spokesperson for a woman, getting a fake woman to be the face of womanhood for Hershey, well, Jeremy's Chocolates were born.
International Women's Day is upon us again, and I love an international woman. But our friends over at Hershey's, they don't even know what a woman is. They've hired a biological male to be the spokesperson for their Women's Day campaign. And they're calling that campaign, and I swear I'm not making this up, Hershey. Hershey. It's humiliating. And it's the reason that I'm launching Jeremy's Chocolate. We have two kinds. She, her, and he, him. One of them's got nuts. If you need me to tell you which one it is, keep giving your money to Hershey's.
That is now granted, that is not a policy pushback. That is, oh, you want to go woke? Great. I'm going to become your competition. Great. I'm going to get out there and have a product where sane people can go and buy. Hershey wants to go woke. Coca-Cola wants to go woke. The National Football League wants to go woke. Great. We're going to put on a product that is sane for sane people to partake in. And we're going to start taking money out of your pocket. Folks, the left wing succeeds when they force us to finance their craziness. And that's exactly what's happening, whether it be in government, whether it be in the pop culture. And the pushback must come. Again, Ronald Reagan's quote, I do not believe in a fate that will befall us no matter what we do. I do believe in a fate that will fall upon us if we do nothing. So choose to do something. Matt Gaetz, he believes in doing something. He's up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Genital mutilation is happening to Texas kids. These abusive medical practices are being pushed by the radical woke leftists in our state. You can go to TexasScorecard.com to learn more and get real news for real Texans.
Want to welcome to the program a guy I haven't spoken to in a long time. We have a lot of catching up to do. One of my favorites, Congressman Matt Gaetz, represents the 1st District in the great conservative state of Florida, where conservative Republicans don't give chairmanships to Democrats to kill GOP priorities. Gaetz serves on the House Armed Services Committee and the House Judiciary Committee. Sir, great to talk to you again.
Great to be on with you, Chris. And you know, I'm from the best part of Florida because I'm from the part of Florida closest to Texas.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Well, we've got a lot to talk about with this current regime in charge at the White House and in Washington. The failed border czar, Kamala Harris, and Team Biden, she says their stance toward China is working and it's not going to change even after the balloon. I want to play a little word salad that she gave MSNBS and then get you to react on this. Here is, again, the failed border czar, Kamala Harris.
We will maintain the perspective that we have in terms of what should be the relationship between China and the United States. That is not going to change, but surely and certainly that balloon was not helpful, which is why we shot it down. But our relationship and our policy toward China remains what it has been.
We say Kamala Harris because that's the Stevie Wonder pronunciation, Congressman, so we know it's not racist. Anyway, so there she is, this word salad. I have no idea what she just said. But yeah, status quo, everything's working after China sends the spy balloon. What do you say?
Well, I definitely prefer the Willie Brown pronunciation of the vice president's name. But on the relationship with China, if the goal is to maintain the current posture is one of surrender, economic surrender, military surrender, surrendering on the information space, on global diplomacy. And as the Middle Kingdom has grown stronger, and they have built up their middle class, we've seen America's middle class suffer as a consequence. China seeks to dominate the United States and the world. They want a unipolar hegemony that we are not a part of. And that would be devastating to the future of our country, to our economy, to the productive sectors of our economy especially. And they're fine with that posture of surrender, because I believe Joe Biden is compromised by the Chinese. When you look at the tens of millions of dollars in Chinese money that poured into the Biden Center at UPenn, often in violation of Pennsylvania disclosure, state-based disclosure laws, you see the money lashed to the very people that are in the government making the decisions now. And you know, while we are selling out to China, now apparently we've got Joe Biden wandering around Ukraine. Have you seen this, Chris? Breaking news right now.
I saw.
I don't know whether to issue a silver alert or what, but we see Joe Biden in Kyiv. And I think that the circumstances there call for more than a senile old man on a stroll to actually bring peace and end this carnage.
To buttress one of your points, it was breaking news last week. Secret China donations to the University of Delaware soared after the opening of the Biden Institute there. Again, surreptitious funding of our educational facilities by the communist China are a problem. But the fact they have direct ties to Joe Biden should be of concern to every American, shouldn't it?
Undeniably. And this is part of the revolving door that really screws over the American people. When these so-called experts go and hang out and hide out at these think tanks that become flush with foreign cash, they are not putting the interests of our fellow Americans first.
Amen.
They're putting the interests of the donors who keep them as part of the elite class. And whether it's foreign interests abroad or special interests here at home, we continue to see the economic needs, the educational needs, the needs for better family development and family construction relegated by this government. And they're more interested in sending our money to Ukraine. They're more interested in surrendering to China, as you just heard the vice president reflect on. And we see the consequence, a diminished America, an America that has joined this president in decline in far too many ways. And it's why the work we have in the House of Representatives is so important, because we finally have some tools to fight back. You know, Chris, I think a lot of people observed my work in early January of this year around the speaker's race as, mm-hmm. as an end unto itself. Well, you know, we had stood up to the Washington establishment and ought to pat ourselves on the back. The reality is, if we don't use the tools we developed to force changes in the budgeting process, to go after the bureaucrats who've been weaponized against our people, then we really didn't accomplish anything. And so right now, you know, we're working on preparing trips to the border to expose what we see there as a purposeful acquiescence to an invasion. And we also have to look at how America is dead money on the global stage, and we have to reverse that as well. So a lot of critical work for the Republicans in the House. And you know, we are what stands between this great nation's prosperous future and the demise into socialism. And that's what this Senate under Chuck Schumer seems to be willing to embrace, that sense of socialism. And it's certainly what we see pushed out of the Biden White House.
Well, he has a good ally there with Mitch McConnell and John Cornyn. They are also enablers of socialism, but that's a different discussion for a different day. Folks, we're having a conversation with Congressman Matt Gaetz. He represents the 1st District in the great state of Florida, and as you can hear, one of the heroes of the conservative movement trying to actually make America, keep America, America, and bring government to accountability. I want to pivot back to Joe Biden. I'm going to get to the border as well, but I want to pivot to Joe Biden's admission last week and, again, get you to respond to this, Congressman. Here he is admitting that we've been using $400,000 sidewinders to knock out weather balloons and research balloons. Listen to this.
The intelligence community's current assessment is that these three objects were most likely balloons tied to private companies, recreation or research institutions studying weather or conducting other scientific research.
Now, Congressman, we're getting word from some of our sources who say that some of these balloons did indeed have ties to China, despite Joe Biden's claim that they didn't, the subsequent balloons. So here we've got, again, $400,000 Sidewinder missiles being used to shoot down $12 balloons. If he's telling the truth for once in his miserable life, that's bad. But again, our sources say that there were some China elements to the latest round of balloon shootings. And if that's true, and this administration is covering up for Beijing, it's worse, isn't it?
Well, certainly if they're trying to downplay an actual threat, that's something that the Congress has to hold them to account for. But remember, the reason that we ended up having this vulnerability to Chinese balloons is because we had created gating systems on a lot of our radar. So, for example, if something was moving at a certain speed, you know, under 60 miles an hour, if something was at a certain altitude, we didn't even account for it. We didn't even consider that as part of our air defense or part of our national defense.
Wow.
So the truth is, and this is a hard thing to admit, the truth is we have no idea how many of these balloons have traversed over our country because we weren't even looking, because we had gating systems that prohibited our ability to ascertain what was a threat at that altitude and at that speed. And so now that they've altered the gating under this regime and paradigm of embarrassment, they're seeing a lot more stuff. Matter of fact, tomorrow I'll be at a military base in my district learning more about some of the UAPs that we've observed over the Gulf of Mexico, and then having to do that analysis that you just referenced, not just to trace back to what's private versus public, but which of these private entities that may be conducting some of these operations also have ties to the Chinese Communist Party or other malign actors.
Folks, what you got to know, what the congressman is talking about is that at post-Cold War with the Soviet Union, the United States began dismantling the safety net, really, over our country and began turning it over to civilian, a tapestry of civilian radar systems, and to our peril. And Congressman, last thing on the balloon, then I want to move on to some other issues. This is coming from the magazine called of the National Interest. It's because there was no excuse for us to take the eye off this ball or balloon, if you will. And I'm going to read this stanza from this article. If one is not concerned with multiple thousands of Chinese warheads holding at risk U.S. military capabilities in major American cities, one might contemplate Mike Pillsbury's testimony before the U.S.-China Security Review Commission that warned China would use electromagnetic pulse weapons, EMPs, against the United States electric grid with catastrophic results. And what is a very efficient and surreptitious method of bringing an EMP weapon over America's heartland? As the EMP expert, the late Dr. Peter Pry, explained numerous times, a key means of delivering such a weapon would be a balloon.
Well, it is very concerning, the development of these EMP capabilities, not just by China, but frankly also by North Korea. North Korea has a very advanced EMP program. And one of the pieces of intelligence that China might have gotten from this last episode is an analysis of how we respond. What weapons do we deploy? Do we capture balloons or do we shoot them down? What type of missile systems and munitions? You mentioned the Sidewinders that we use. So not observing these things, not including within our national defense strategy kind of an anti-balloon capability, I think is going to accelerate the EMP work that we see from China and from North Korea and Iran even. I mean, they're all trying to develop these EMP capabilities, and they could use 1950s or 1960s technology as the delivery system.
Absolutely nuts. And you know what? This is probably on your radar screen, but just in case, no pun intended, it's on your radar screen, but there's a documentary film. If you've not seen it, I encourage you to. It's called Grid Down, Power Up. It is fronted by Dennis Quaid. It's 55 minutes and it's free, and there's a 12-minute version for busy guys like you. But this goes into my next question, because whether it's an EMP attack or it's foreign military or it's a radicalized Islamic fundamentalist terrorist cell, our electric grid is vulnerable, and they cover this, and that leads me to the border. Joe Biden has allowed 1.2 million illegal aliens, over that amount now, to come into the United States. We have no idea who they are. They could be terrorists, foreign military, gangs, whatever. Can the GOP leverage the power of the purse to force Joe Biden to protect this country rather than...
No is the answer, and it's a stark answer. I do not believe you can secure this border if you do not have a president who wants to. I do not believe that the powers within Article 1 of the Constitution in the Congress are sufficient to deal with the level of invasion that we have right now. And when you go to the border and see the way that this is purposeful, when you see the fact that we've got nearly 1.5 million people in this country with active deportation orders on them, where they've gone through the process, they have no legitimate asylum claims, some are criminals, some will commit crimes, Mayorkas doesn't even have a plan to deport those people. So we have to bludgeon Biden over the border, we have to make changes in asylum laws, and we have to be willing to use the power of the purse to leverage those changes in asylum laws.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I do not believe that this country can secure the border if the commander and the in chief is trying to convert the border into a turnstile for cartels, thugs, and criminals. And that's what we see right now.
Right. And of course, you see the crime wave ushered in by Democrat policies in the streets of America, the crime wave at the southern border. And that leads us to the Democrats' attempt to disarm the American people so that these criminals can have their way with us, whether they be criminals in government or criminals in the underworld. Here is Keith Olbermann, Congressman. I want you to respond to what he is calling for. Have a listen to this.
We are owned by guns, and therefore there is only one way to stop the mass shootings. It is to suffocate the businesses that make billions of dollars in profits off guns, to destroy the gun lobby, the death lobby, and the Republican Party that defends those lobbies and those businesses. And the only way to do that is an economic civil war. The blue states have all the money. They must starve the red states into submission, or another 600,000 Americans will be murdered in the next 10 to 12 years.
So Democrats get to call for civil war without being canceled, Congressman, but the substance or lack thereof of Mr. Olbermann's contention, you want to address that?
Well, there's a lot to attack here. I think the good folks in the Lone Star State and the Sunshine State might suggest that we're red states with a great deal of profit and promise and continued potential, so long as it's not the blue state policies that negatively affect us. But this is what the left always does on guns. They want to demonize those who are engaged in lawful activity rather than actually focusing resources on those who are engaging in illegal activity. There's nothing illegal about what gun manufacturers are doing. And as a matter of fact, the folks in Texas and the folks in Florida know that law-abiding gun owners contribute to safer communities.
Amen.
Safer schools, safer streets. And so it's not that Keith Olbermann doesn't want guns. He just doesn't want you to have any. He wants that to be a privilege reserved to the cartels and the MS-13 that they're moving in to live next door to you. And that's not going to happen. The good news is that even Democrats in Washington, D.C. know the peril of attacks on the Second Amendment. And we unfortunately saw some sellout Republicans like John Cornyn join up for gun control endeavors.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there was such a backlash to that that we won't see it. What they'll try to do is they'll try to use the budget process to force states to enact red flag laws. And I believe red flag laws are some of the most insidious laws, because you're literally trying to have like a modern day version of the movie Minority Report. You're trying to be predictive about future conduct and then use that to deprive people of their rights today. We have to fight against that with great vigor.
And it's the ESG model, the environmental social governance
totally.
Model that they are using. And that's what Olbermann's talking about, is applying the destruction of the left that they have been doing to state economies and to companies and into the private sector to do that to red states and to the Republican Party. And it's transparent. It's nakedly transparent. We see right through it. Look, I've got one more question I got to get to you before I'm going to ask you to lay out what the process here over the next year and a half is going to be by the Republicans and the accountability regimen that you are putting in. As you know, Newsmax has been deplatformed by AT&T's DirecTV. And as you also are probably aware, AT&T takes a great deal of taxpayer money in these contracts. Now, look, I want to be plain. Congressman, I believe that a company, if they want to be woke and left-wing and they're a private company, They can do whatever the heck they want, so long as they don't take billions and billions and billions of dollars of taxpayer money as part of their profit system. Am I wrong? And do you think the Republicans could work toward defunding AT&T until they reverse their ideological bigotry?
Well, here's the problem, Chris. In the lame duck Congress, the $1.7 trillion spending bill had a great deal of corporate welfare for AT&T that's already out the door. And so clawing that back will be very difficult because it was done without Republican support, and this administration is feeding AT&T with corporate welfare daily for their infrastructure. I do believe that we should use antitrust tools because AT&T, DirecTV, the market power they have is enormous. And when they try to use that market power to constrain speech and to engage in viewpoint discrimination, it hurts the marketplace. It hurts the country. And I just don't think that the terms of service with AT&T ought to be more important than the values that undergird the Constitution and certainly the First Amendment. And so I have been pushing the antitrust subcommittee, which I serve on, to hold hearings on this. I believe the Biden Justice Department, if there was any bit of honesty and integrity left at their antitrust division, they would be opening investigations on this. And, you know, sometimes you've got to take a legislative hostage, Chris. That's bare knuckles legislating. But sometimes you have to look at what's coming down the pipeline that AT&T DirecTV may be looking for as their future access to corporate welfare. And you've got to cut that off. And you have to tell them exactly why you're doing it.
Amen to that. And, you know, even the Biden's FCC nominee, a lifelong liberal leftist, says she's concerned over the deplatforming of Newsmax and the anti-Americanism that it represents. So that's a perfect segue into your, lay it out for the folks, what you're going to be busy doing, what Jim Jordan's going to be busy doing, and Representative Comer and the rest over the next year and a half.
One of the concessions we got out of Speaker McCarthy during that episode was the establishment of a church-style commission focused on the weaponization of government against our people. I focus a great deal on the weaponization of the FBI and the Department of Justice. I've observed that for many years during the Russia hoax. But it's more than that. It's the ATF creating lists of gun transactions that they had no statutory authority to do. It's the post office setting up a surveillance program to monitor people's political perspectives online. It's the CDC working to create lists of people who are unvaccinated. It is the, you know, way that government is wrapping around some of this DEI to weaponize people's identity and race against them. And so we are looking at the behaviors that seem to be common across the apparatus of government. I think they're most acute probably at the FBI and DOJ, where they view their role as the enforcement wing of the Democratic Party, not really following the facts and the law anymore. But it won't just be in that vertical. It'll be the ATF, the CDC. You look at the EPA and the way they weaponize their regulatory structure against farmers and people who just have a little cattle pond. And hopefully that converts to leverage in the appropriations process. Because you and I both know Chuck Schumer's not going to take up our major reform bills, and Joe Biden wouldn't sign them anyway.
Right.
And so we have to use this weaponization subcommittee to start defunding these features of government that our citizens find objectionable.
Don't let Treasury off your radar screen and the Internal Revenue Service. Treasury is now actively running interference, to prevent a thorough investigation of Joe Biden and his cokehead son. And IRS has still been used to target conservatives, the political enemies of, not my words, their words, the political enemies of the Democrat Socialist Party. So, Congressman, don't let that go by the under the radar as well. Congressman Matt Gaetz, everybody, first district in the great state of Florida. If folks want to catch up on what you're doing, do you have a website that they can go to?
MattGaetz.com, Gaetz.house.gov is our official website, and I'm everywhere on the internet at Rep Matt Gaetz and at Matt Gaetz.
I know you're busy. Thanks for carving out time for the radio show. Well, hopefully we can get you on TV soon, man. Thanks.
I look forward to it. Thanks, Chris.
That's going to put a wrap on this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. A lot of territory covered there, I know. Folks, do me a favor. Pay a visit to a couple of websites, TexasScorecard.com. That's TexasScorecard.com. Big news there. Lots of great investigative pieces, a lot of think pieces. I had a dear friend who was an old boss of mine, used to put those types of journalistic enterprise pieces together, made you think about what's going on. And frankly, folks, a lot of our people need to be doing more of that, more thinking about what's going on so we can stop this stuff. And also pay a visit to ChrisSalcedo.com. Once you're there, you can drop me an email or a voicemail. You can discover ways to book me for a speech, which is, you know, if I'm going to come talk with your group, there are ways to do that. And there's all the information there at ChrisSalcedo.com. Also find the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas, and on Newsmax TV every afternoon, Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but rather by how much power is reserved for you and me, we, the people. See ya.
With TXU Energy Business Secure Saver, you get 20% off energy charges, which gives business owners like you one less thing to worry about. There are also no hidden fees and even guaranteed price protection. Start saving time and money with TXU Energy Business Secure Saver today. TXU Energy, energy for everything. Tap the banner now or visit TXU.com to learn more.